There's a little verse right about the middle of the Bible that I want to leave with you this afternoon. It's found in the book of Psalms. Psalm 118, verse number 8 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, it's not telling us that we shouldn't have confidence in anyone. It's simply saying that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Because the very best of men are men at best. There are people that we can trust. There are people that we can confide in. There are people that we know that if we open our hearts to them and our souls to them, we have their trust. And that what's said to them is said in secret. And there are people that can give good wisdom and good counsel and good advice. There are people that pray for us. There are people and we can follow in their footsteps and follow in their example. And the Word of God is full of people that we can emulate to some degree or other. Even the Apostle Paul encouraged certain of the churches to be followers of him, because he knew that if they followed in his footsteps, they would do well. But the best of men are men at best, and it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. Andrew Bonner was a famous Scottish preacher and pastor. He was a great man of God. His brother Horatius Bonner was a famous hymn writer. Andrew Bonner's best friend was Robert Murray McShane. And many of you follow McShane's reading plans and you've read some of his sermons. He was a great man of God. Andrew Bonner, likewise, was a man that God greatly used. Towards the end of his ministry in Scotland, there was a young man who was converted and greatly blessed under the ministry of Andrew Bonner. Hung on his every word, gleaned so much from his sermons, benefited so much from his preaching ministry, and gained so much from his pastoral advice. But it came to pass that Andrew Bonner fell ill and was no longer able to continue in the ministry. And in process of time, Andrew Bonner died. And this young Christian was heartbroken. He felt that he couldn't survive as a Christian without the leadership and the counsel and the preaching ministry of Andrew Bonner. So whenever he was going to church one Sunday, Andrew Bonner no longer in the pulpit, he just felt he couldn't even face attending the church if Andrew Bonner was no longer the pastor. And so he went to one of the great parks in that particular city in Scotland and was sitting, lamenting his situation, grieving that Andrew Bonner was no longer his pastor and he'd no longer hear the saintly minister preach the word of God. And just as he's sitting on a park bench, a lady came walking by with an old silver cross pram. A little baby in the pram and a little toddler sitting up in the pram. And as this young Christian was lamenting the passing of Andrew Bonner, this lady came past with her pram. And all of a sudden a little cry came out from the pram. The baby had been upset. And the lady spoke to the little toddler and she said these words, "Stop leaning on Andrew Bonner. Stop leaning on Andrew Bonner." The little baby's name was Andrew, and the little toddler's name was Bonner. And of course, that little boy, Bonner, had leaned on Andrew and hurt him. And so she said, "Stop leaning on Andrew, Bonner. Only God could bring about a situation like that." And as that young man heard those words from that lady, not knowing anything of the circumstances, speaking in a completely different context, the Lord spoke to his heart, "Stop leaning on Andrew Bonner. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." We thank God for people who have helped us, encouraged us, influenced us, prayed for us, counseled us, led by example, people with integrity. We thank God for them. But it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. We cannot lean upon man. We need to lean completely upon the everlasting arms. I wonder today what you're going through as a believer, what your troubles are, your trials are, maybe even your disappointments. But it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and encourage you today. Psalm 118, verse number 8. It is better to trust in the Lord and to put confidence in man.